As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Glad to be back with you as a whole. We're only partially with you yesterday. A nightmare show of me and Jack.
The last three shows.
Oh, yeah. Friday.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Yeah.
How long were you guys on there Thursday? Hour?
About an hour and a half, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, right. Phil's does a favor. It was the fastest six innings of our lives. But the bullpen blew it, and
yeah,
they tied
go.
It up, and
yep.
the Phil's got to
right.
about 4-10.
Yeah. They did.
It was beautiful.
There you go.
Yeah, it was stressing.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, here's the question. Let's see if you can guess this correctly. Do you want the Eagles to use Saquon Barkley the same way they used him last year? Yes or no? What do we think the poll is at?
This may be pretty close. I'm going to give the slight edge to... Because maybe some people may feel like, I don't know if they're listening to the show or they're just voting.
Right.
So I may go, I'm going to go slightly edge no, but let's go 54%.
62.4% say yes.
I figured that.
Use him the same way they did last year.
Yeah.
Well, I think your plan is good. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think maybe we get a game or two out of it, but I think by like week three or something, we're seeing the exact same Saquon as we saw before.
But here's the thing. If the passing game is better, I don't believe you see as much.
Well,
Saquon.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Speaking of which... Yes. Brandon Graham was on with the Midday Show yesterday at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Tournament. Is the setup in here? Did they ask him the question?
No.
Okay. So they're talking about the Pro Football Focus rankings, in which Jalen was ranked fifth in the top of Tier 1 behind Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson.
But then PFF also labeled the Eagles' biggest weakness as their passing game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even though the quarterback is the fifth best in the NFL?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Here is what BG had to say.
No, he's all about learning. He's all about like getting better as a person, as a player. But people don't see. He don't want people to see the behind the scenes stuff. He just wants you to see the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know a lot of people just don't know what they don't know about him. And man, I'm just excited for him to go out this year and shut him up again, because you got Josh Allen, who's been to the championship every year. This can't seem to beat Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? This can't seem to beat Mahomes.
Speak on it.
But that boy Jalen done been to the Super Bowl MVP the 2022 year. That would have been, man, if we, you know, a couple cards here, fumble here, we don't do, but they won. But I'm just saying, that boy Jalen came back and went to the Super Bowl again, where Josh Allen definitely hasn't even sniffed it. And it's like, okay. Like, they just like who they like, man. And so that's why I say, Jalen, keep your head up. Your teammates got you. Everybody that's fighting for you, because they're going to see your consistency, and they're going to fight for you on Sunday. And that's all that really matter.
Keep your head up.
Yep.
They ranked him fifth in the NFL. Yep. Keep it all.
Keep doubting him. Keep doubting him. head up, Jalen.
Yep.
I need to know.
Pick him up.
Jack, can you go back to last year and figure out who the fifth-ranked quarterback in the NFL was via Pro Football Focus?
Probably was.
And see if they needed their...
Probably was C.J. Stroud.
Could have been.
Right?
It could have been Josh Allen, actually. You know,
I figured he was in the...
Top four.
Yeah. I figured he was in that four, so yeah.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles, and by the way, I am looking forward to now, you know, hosted the Brandon Graham Show all year last year. Mm-hmm. Loved hosting the Brandon Graham Show. But am looking forward to talking to Brandon Graham about football on the radio occasionally and not having to pull any punches because he's on the team. Like, so if Brandon says, I think X, I'm going to be like, look, you're an Eagles great, but I think you're wrong.
Yeah.
And like, now that he's not a player anymore,
sure,
there's a certain respect you give him when he's on the team.
Sure.
You're talking about his teammates or whatever.
Sure.
You know, be able to debate PG on these sorts of things.
You mean give him some pushback?
Well, a little bit.
When he's being positive.
A little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
So I have the list from last year.
What
was it? They did tier one, just Mahomes. Like, there's Mahomes tier, so he's by himself.
All right.
So I guess they lowered Mahomes into a tier where he's with the other quarterbacks
now.
Sure.
Then they had the elite, which was Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. And then they had the postseason caliber quarterbacks, which was Herbert, Dak, Stafford, Rodgers, Jalen.
Oh, so okay. Jalen was still in that group.
Jalen was in it. Was basically in the second group.
Yeah,
yeah,
group.
Yeah, just
had,
on the bottom end.
Nine, technically.
Okay, and Rodgers, we know, is pretty much thrown out at this point.
And CJ Stroud was right behind him at 10.
Yeah, and Dak didn't play. And Stafford had a good year. Stafford is pretty much in the same spot as he was the year before.
So what they basically did was, because Mahomes didn't win the Super Bowl this year, they put him in the group with Lamar and those guys.
The normal elite group.
Yes, they put him in that group. Because they still labeled that group elite. Still labeled that group. They just put Mahomes in his own group by himself. And then the next group was still the, what'd you say, the playoff bound?
Postseason caliber quarterback.
The elite tier, and then there was the postseason caliber.
Postseason caliber, yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you, we joked about it being, well, not joke, kind of serious, about it being a prove-it season for Jalen.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is in a spot this year. I'm just saying people are ready to.
Spot?
I'm not saying for me.
Oh.
But I do think public. You know, the
people
last.
People get bored. That's all it is. Well, they get bored with the guy.
The last couple years, it was one of those things where his numbers weren't good, but people were just like, well, he's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to be one of those years that if his numbers aren't good, people are going to not maybe give him quite the leeway that they gave him before.
This is one thing I love about being a fan. We build you up to tear you down.
Yes, absolutely.
You
just wait around.
Praise him to tell him how great he is for years, and then you can't wait to tell him he's not great anymore. I'll just remind everybody, the greatest of all time went a decade without winning one.
That's for sure. Yep.
He won three, didn't win one for a decade, and then won four more.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes is ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
he's ahead
of
schedule.
A lot of football left to play.
215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick. You're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Hey, what's up? I was all fired up, and then whoever had to play Bob Marley mellowed me out and everything.
Well, first day we've reached the 80s all year, so it's a good day for Bob Marley.
You mean temperature-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, that's true.
Spike, what's your deal? Like, you talk about, like, it's a bad thing to be a Disney adult. Like
all right.
It's, uh-oh.
Yes,
you know,
Spike.
It's not at all. It's the happiest place on earth. So you should be happy that you got. Not a lot of people have the privilege of being able to take their family there. Where did you stay on property?
I did.
Where'd you stay at?
The Disney Beach Club, Beach and Yacht Club.
Oh, but they have the pool closed, man.
They do have the pool closed. See, you're a Disney psycho.
That's the best part about that.
Yeah. See.
My parents are Vacation Club members. It's. I can't. And Jack, when it's your turn, wait until your oldest is like 4 years old. And then, because every time you go, like, it's not the same little person that you're taking there. They're as
because they get to go on new rides and yeah.
All right, 9 as in 12 and everything.
Colin, let me say this: is that if you should look toward, like, when I was in college, I had a friend that was a Mormon, right? And I went to her church once with her. I was like, I want to see what this is like. And they saw me there, and they started visiting my house to try to get me to be a Mormon. That's what you should do as a Disney person. Instead of picking a fight with me, because I said I didn't like Disney people, you should try to be luring me in instead of, you know, make me put my guard up.
next time, reach out to me or get me on the phone and give me a call. I'll hit you up with all the little places to eat and everything like that. Did you go on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride and the Avatar ride?
Yeah, they just bike.
No. So Guardians of the Galaxy, there was too long a wait, and we didn't have the lightning lane, so we didn't do it. And then I think Avatar is in Hollywood Studios, and we didn't go to that.
Oh, gosh. So you didn't even get to go to...
We went on Tron. We went on...
Oh, like, you sound like a big fan.
Yeah.
You didn't even get to go on the Star Wars, like, to get, like, the I don't know. The,
yeah, loser.
What the hell is going on
He started it.
These guys are just nerding out about how much they love Disney.
No, talk about Saquon, Colin. I didn't even want to talk about Disney.
Let him cook. Listen, I'm not worried about wear and tear on him because the holes that this offensive line makes for him, he's not getting touched till 5 yards down the field. And it seems like if they wanted to stop the run, they tried to. Usually they could not. It's not like all of a sudden Saquon learned how to run halfway throughout the season. They tried, and because of this offensive line, they couldn't. And you know what? He needs touches to make these memories.
I beg to differ. When there were teams that I think I would consider sold out to stop the run, meaning put extra defenders there, Pittsburgh, Cleveland early in the season, obviously Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Like, there are teams that said, no, we're not going to let Saquon beat us. You're going to have to beat us throwing the ball.
Yeah, there were a couple.
I just think you're going to get more teams that say to themselves, Colin, that it's a lot harder for the Eagles to beat us throwing the ball than it is running the ball. So make them throw the ball.
I have confidence.
Would you agree with that?
When Hurts he will. I know.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
He did have turnover problems, but I mean, he showed that in the two biggest stages of the NFL season, the championship game and the Super Bowl, he showed that he could do it. And honestly, whatever wins,
there you go.
I want to be done. And like I said, if he doesn't get the touches, he can't make these memories. The backwards hurdle, the 68-yard runs. I can't wait until the L.A. game to see if he's going to put up another 250 against them because they couldn't stop him twice.
All right, Colin. Good call.
Yeah,
good call.
They saw him twice and couldn't stop him.
Sorry for
that's a good defense.
Sorry for offending Colin and the Disney adult.
Attention, sports enthusiasts! Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crew.
Yeah, your so. People.
Threw the whole call off.
We do. Yeah, he did. We do have big NBA news.
Breaking news.
We'll get to it right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai.
Come on, man.
Well, look, man. He shouldn't have hit it there.
Got a little excited.
Yeah, well, look. It's all about timing. And that's what Colonial knows. Because they know your time is precious. They don't want to waste it by having you, I was going to use a bad word there, by having you messing around in there, waiting. They don't want you waiting. They want the experience to be fast, easy, and better. That's what Colonial does. That's what John Ashdale, the Cars Are, does. That's what the team at Colonial does. That's why they have this brand new showroom, and that's why now is the time. Because they have whatever Hyundai you need, they got it. They got Konas, they got Tucsons, they have the Ioniq 5, the Ioniq 6, the EVs, and they're prepared to make sure that whatever your issue is, whether it's budget, whether it's financing, whether it's your trade, they are going to get you from point A to point B. Great trade-in incentives, some of the best financing anywhere, as low as 0%. No matter what your credit is, they're going to figure it out with you. And like I said, in and out in no time because they respect your time. Don't wait. Now's the time. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. As I said, we have big NBA news.
Breaking news.
As I told all those maggot fans in New York, it wasn't going to work out with Tibbs. Tom Thibodeau fired as head coach of the New York Knicks. No more Tibbs. So, you know, I remember when I lived amongst them, I told them what their destiny was. And I said, your destiny is to trade for Karl Anthony Towns and then end up firing Tibbs. And here it is. So I know a lot of people are going to say that Tibbs isn't the reason that they got, you know, that they lost or whatever. He's got to be the reason they win. They went all in with this team. He played six guys the entire season and the entire playoffs, and they lost to Indiana the second straight year. So, Tibbs, sorry, Tasty Cake Dom. You're wrong about Tibbs.
Na-na-na-boo-boo.
Na-na-na-na-boo-boo.
Yeah, you win.
Na-na-na-na-boo-boo. So there you go. Tom Thibodeau fired.
Yeah, that don't make this a good move, though, because they did it.
No, I just knew it was going to happen. I don't think.
But that doesn't make him not a good coach, is what I'm saying.
He's a good coach, but I don't think he's a championship coach.
Okay.
Like I really don't. I think he is. There's.
Is that a championship team?
Well, they should have gotten out of the East. I mean, I don't see any reason why they.
Well, only because Boston got injured.
Well, they were going to beat Boston before Tatum got hurt or not.
I don't know that.
They're about to go up 3-1.
I don't know if they were going to win that series. I don't know that.
All right. I mean, like, I guess what I would say is like, there are certain coaches that take you from mediocre to good, and there's other coaches that take you from good to great. I think Thibodeau is one of those coaches that takes you from mediocre to good. He makes them play defense. He makes everybody work hard. But, like, when it came down to it, that team was a tough watch a lot of times. And I don't think they're a perfect team, you know, personnel-wise. But they're pretty maxed out as far as what they can do, and I don't know that there's much they can change. So
I agree.
You know, you get to a certain point, you're like, well, we got to change something.
Yeah.
So
I just don't know if that's a championship team.
I almost think he
got the most out of them. I don't know if anybody else is doing. Did you want them to keep Julius Randle? You hate Julius Randle.
No, I don't want them to keep Julius Randle.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the Karl Anthony Towns move, they had to try something. Everybody wanted them to get rid of Randle.
Well, they were going to get Karl Anthony Towns because the CAA guy and Leon Rose runs the team. Like,
okay.
Yeah, I
they're better than us.
They are. They absolutely are.
They beat us.
But,
they're better than us.
But in lieu of us succeeding.
We haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals.
In lieu of us, we've been to the finals more recently than the Knicks have. There's a little fact.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Hang a banner.
In lieu of success of our team, I take pleasure in the failure of our rivals, and I take pleasure in the failure of the New York Knicks.
I'm not going to take that away from you.
Thank you very much.
I can see it means a lot to you.
It does.
I haven't seen this happy in a while.
It means a lot to me.
Here's my fear.
Yeah.
Jay Wright.
Oh, I don't think Jay Wright wants any part of this.
Jay Wright?
Just because
the
they
Knicks.
Have Villanova guys on their team?
A lot of Nova guys.
And he's a little bit of a New Yorker.
Yeah, a little New York flair.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's out of the. He doesn't want to. He's still a youngish guy. Does he want to do TV
for
the rest?
I think it's perfect.
If I'm Jay Wright, I don't want that hassle.
What's the hassle?
What hassle?
It's all his guys.
the hassle is coaching for Jim Dolan in the number one market, where the only thing that is a success for them next year is winning a championship. He will most likely fail.
He will.
You know, like, and
we're not going to win a title. We don't. I agree with you on that. That team's not winning a title.
If I was Jay Wright, I would just look handsome and play golf.
I'm going to ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Because now that I'm thinking about it, they may have one more year. Boston's not going to win it next year.
No, but, I mean, Pacers are there, Cavs
are there.
That's
what I'm saying, but, yeah. it isn't...
They have an opportunity next year.
East is wide open.
That's why we have a chance.
That's right.
Yeah. That's why we have a chance.
Don't let Embiid stay healthy.
No, please do. Yes. Yeah.
I'm just saying, Jay Wright to the Knicks has been like
makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Would you...
get DiVincenzo back?
Hold on. What if we could get him here? Would you rather him be here?
I want the best for Jay Wright. I don't know if this is this is the best.
Oh, they're not going to hire him.
I'm just saying. Nobody wants Nick Nurse right now.
Would Villanova officially not be a Philly school if Jay Wright joins the Nova Knicks?
I think he's cemented. Nova's off and doing their own thing.
I know.
He's been away a few years now.
Are they still the Nova Knicks, even with trading DiVincenzo? They broke up the Nova.
They still got three of them over there.
A lot of Nova.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait till they get DiVincenzo back.
I almost want to see it.
I know.
I almost want to see Jay Wright. I want to see Coach go to the Knicks and coach him.
I like you, Jay Wright. You go to the Knicks. I'm praying on your downfall. I'm sorry. I will have to. 215-592-9494. Brian in Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys? Damn, the Thibs news, it's pretty crazy. I live in Central Jersey, so I'm around Knicks fans all day. So I'm right in lockstep with you, Spike. It was nice seeing them take that up.
Yeah, firing the coach. We didn't even fire our coach. All we won was 24 games.
I could have sworn 2 weeks ago I thought the Knicks won an NBA title.
Yeah, yes. Well, they thought they did, too. They're holding their parades out on Broadway.
Hanging on poles, everything,
man. Now they're firing their coach. They all hate Cat.
They harass Wendy. You know, Wendy's trying to do his job.
Wendy's revenge.
The Halliburton jersey guy.
Throwing stuff at him.
They're the worst.
Yep.
We would have got roasted if we did that for getting into the conference finals.
That's true.
We got completely roasted.
Yeah.
All this stuff, Wendy. So let me get to the Saquon thing real quick. I'm pretty much on point with Ike. I'm sorry. I think they should ease into it, and I think they will, because they just won the Super Bowl. I don't think they're going to go hit the ground running like they did, or like they ended off.
Yep.
I think they're going to ease into it. And even if it doesn't start off great, they just won the Super Bowl, I think they know if they get in playoffs, which they probably will, then they can unlock Saquon and unleash him. And aside from that, we also are forgetting that we do have AJ, we have Goddard, we have Smitty, people forget, and
no one forgets. Brian, we had all those guys last year. And the only thing I'll say is, you talk about sort of easing into the playoffs. If they didn't do what they did with Saquon last year, they wouldn't have made the playoffs. They wouldn't have. There are so many close games. They won 16 out of 17. Absolutely true. But they don't do what they did with Saquon last year. They probably don't even make the playoffs. This isn't like a league where half the team makes the playoffs. You know, this thing where we think we can sort of coast in the regular season, get into the playoffs, and then everything like it's baseball or something. I just don't think it's realistic. I like the plan. I just don't think the plan's going to happen.
Well, I just feel a lot of people have this notion that, and Spike, you're one of them, Jack for sure, Ike, even you as well. A lot of people have this notion that, AJ doesn't get the ball. And he
doesn't get it enough, not for me.
So you say he doesn't get it enough.
Yeah.
If I told you these numbers, I bet you wouldn't believe it, that over the last three years, AJ's number one in yards, he's number one in yards per reception. He's number two in reception touchdowns. He's number one against single coverage. He has two Pro Bowls, two All Pros. He's been to two Super Bowls and he won a Super Bowl. With all those numbers, does it sound like he doesn't get the ball a lot? Because to me, it sounds like he does.
No, it sounds like he does until you actually watch the games every week, like I do. I say to myself, I got a player over there that reminds me of Terrell Owens and everything else. You can never get him the ball enough. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? You telling me A.J. catching the ball five times a game is enough for A.J. Brown? One time a quarter?
I agree, but would you agree that this past year was the first time we maybe seen that, and it was
yes, yes. I agree. His first 2 years here, I had no issues because, quite frankly, he's not in the offense where he's the only one's going to get the ball. So I know it's going to be divvied up. He's never going to be a 100-plus reception guy in this offense because Devontae got to eat, right? So other guys have to eat. I understand that, but A.J. Brown should be an 80-plus catch guy every year.
I agree completely, but the Saquon season, it definitely like
it happened.
I think they just leaned on it way too much. And look, we got one of the best running back seasons we've ever seen out of it, and a Madden cover.
Yeah, and AJ, in all fairness, missed four games last year.
And he usually yes, he missed four games.
He was banged up. Yeah,
maybe two the year before.
Yep.
But yes, 100%.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Thank you for the call.
If you think I'm gonna ever say we give AJ Brown the ball enough, you're crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
are you kidding me? It's like you got Jamar Chase on your team, you got Justin Jefferson on your team. How do you ever give them the ball enough?
You say 80 catches. He should be at
right,
100 90, catches.
100 yeah. I only say that because I know we got Devontae on the other side.
Well,
so
how many? I mean, what's his name? Jamar Chase had what? How many? 115 catches or something last year? I'm not looking at the numbers, but it was something like that.
It was over 100.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
And they're playing from behind a lot. Yeah. They are, but
and they
throw
the ball a lot better.
They do.
Let's be honest.
They can.
I was told about that. They did something on Joe Burrow today on ESPN. Greeny went off basically in defense of Joe Burrow.
Okay.
And how great of a season he had last year from a historical standpoint, and how bad the defense he had last year was based on the numbers he put up as an offense and as an individual player to only come away with the amount of wins that he came away with was it was crazy.
Yeah, nine games last year, 9-8,
yeah.
I think.
And was still in the playoff hunt that final week, remember?
Until the Chiefs lost on purpose to avoid. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, the Eagles did practice today. Elliott was at the practice.
Hey, was he at practice or where? It's like he's coming from the beach.
Dude, he looked like he was in Miami.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Wearing shorts to work.
Well, who would ever do that? But it's the thigh that's showing.
Yeah, it's
the sunglasses.
It's the sunglasses. Yeah. My man looks good, man.
No, it's like you're at football
practice.
Don't
encourage him.
No, don't encourage him. He's at football practice.
Looks
he's not,
good, man.
You know, they're not taking photos of him at OTAs.
He's definitely the best dressed on the beat.
Well, that is not a difficult, no offense. that's a low bar. Elliott joins us next. We'll also go over what Vic Fangio said today. Vic Fangio did talk. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.